Hey, yo, what up, yo? It's your boy Crazy Drazy holding it down with Doggy Diamonds TV. You know how we do, man. Number one motherfucking show in the land. You've heard? Holla. Bang.
Yeah, yeah. What it is, people? It's your boy Doggy Diamonds. You already know what I do. I'm here with a motherfucking legend. Are you a legend?
Facts.
See, I like when they be like, yeah, I am facts. A legend. I put in this work. Now. Fuck all that modest shit and...
Facts.
Let them know who you be.
Facts. Crazy Drazy, you know what I mean? Diggy Dos Effects, the world famous, you know what I mean? Come on now, do your history, Google me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, do great adventures to have rise, of course, you know what I'm saying? So, am I a legend? Of course. Crazy Drazy, one of the best to ever do it and still doing that. Bang, bang.
So, they might look at you and say, hold on, where the dreads at?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean... Like anything else, you know, you got HBO, you got Netflix, I have the dress, I ain't got them no more, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm still doing what I do, spitting bars.
At what point do you say, all right, the dress gotta go?
Back in 90-nothing, it was 2004.
Okay.
2004, I had them since 89, 90, you know what I'm saying? But my group was going through stuff, you know what I'm saying? Damn near on the edge of a breakup, a split up, like every group out there, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? I need to do something else. It was like freedom and shit, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. was it like a butterfly and a caterpillar?
Yeah,
like you came out of the,
Yeah, kid, you know what I'm saying? It felt just like that, you know what I'm saying? It was one of the best moves to do too, because, you know, also without me knowing, I was going into a phase of reinventing my shit, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how certain people feel about that, but I'm one of those motherfuckers that you gotta just, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm not still wearing the same shit I was wearing in 1992, kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a simple thing.
The Dos Effects.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Facts.
In my opinion.
I appreciate it.
They want effects.
Yeah.
Damn, like, I remember it just changing the world of hip hop.
Yeah.
When you made that record, did you know it was going to be as big as it was?
Never. We never really... All my records that I've ever done, I think they're all good. Now that I'm in the game, I think some are better than others. But back when I was doing... We was doing Day One Effects and Dead Serious. Nah, we were still in Virginia, going to Virginia State. My man Scoop from right around the corner here in Brooklyn. I'm from Jersey. Spent a lot of time out in Brooklyn, up and down, up and down, up and down, every which way. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm adopted.
you know what I mean?
So... When we did those records, though, we knew, we didn't even know the Iggy was different. We didn't even know none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? We just knew the music was good, you feel me?
Was the Iggy something that y'all came up with one day, or was it like y'all played with it on a song, it sound good, and y'all just ran with it?
The Iggy was one of those things where it came out to, it was like you just said, the butterfly cocoon thing, where when we were rhyming, especially me, I never liked to have spaces in between my bars, like... You know, my name is Crazy Drazy, yo, yo, I'm legendary. Been around the world, where I'm a style very.
Yeah.
There's a space in between there, between legendary and yo, yo, my style very. So I wanted to do something between line one and line two. And
then
I learned from Kane by listening to Kane. He would just put I was like, Crazy Drazy, yo, I'm legendary, And then they keep going like, yo, this nigga's bad. That's a bad boy. You dig?
Almost like a ghost note with a beat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So I was like, yo, that's slick right there. So I started kind of doing that in my bars, like, and then I think Iggy just slipped out one day because I was doubling up on the words.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I think Scoob and I were on the same note because being we was rhyming together for about 3 years by then, we was like, you know, so... You know, it's up, flip a coin on who did it first,
but
it was one of those things where we were doubling up on the words, you know, you dig?
What's the difference between what y'all was doing and what Jay-Z and Jazzo was doing?
You know, you got White Castles and you got, and it's not a diss, my nigga,
but you
asked a question, but you know, you got White Castles and you got Crystals.
Okay.
Very similar, but not the same. I think that's what they were doing, you dig? And then Jay came over the line, and then he did the Iggy, right?
He
really took it and touched it. What they were doing was doubling up on their words.
I think
they
called it the triplets. That's what Matt Jazzo called it, the triplet style.
Okay, you know, it's like skipping a rope, but then when you double dutch it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what they were doing. But I'm not going to for one moment now talk saying that I was doing the same content as Jay-Z.
Okay.
Jay-Z, of course, he was talking what he knew, and I was talking what I knew, which was my era was, or not even my era, it was the same era, but what I was coming from, what the cloth I came from, I mean, I sold drugs, I did this. Listen, we all got a history. it, right?
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to make that my thing to talk about. My thing was I wanted to make sure by the time I got to line two of my bars, you like, this boy bad.
Yeah.
This boy bad. Did he use an analogy I ain't never heard of before? So I wanted to do it like that. So Jay, his content and Jazz, their content was different, but their style was very similar. Now, I don't want to say, especially with Jazz, I don't know if, and probably because we all did it, sat around and listened, and these boys are bad, you know, because listen, I listen to Special Ed, I listen to Kane. I just saw Kane, big up Kane.
Greatest rapper of all time.
Right, okay, we're on the same page, definitely. Right? So I just told Kane, yo, Kane, listen, I owe you half my shit. So if I send you some of my publishing, because, yo, Kane is that nigga when it comes to the Panty Day.
Even Just Ice did it in a song called Lickin' Lyrics.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It wasn't the Iggy, though. That.
Okay.
But it was, I want everybody to look up Just Ice Lickin' Lyrics. It came out around with LaToya and all that, too.
I just got put on the Migos kid, dropped it in their bars.
Okay.
Lil Wayne, he dropped the Iggy, and he dropped some bars of that. And that one kid from Cali, what? That game rocking with right now, Trouble or something like that. Yeah, he dropped it. So it's still out there, you know what I'm saying? And whether or not they want to give him a prison.
Yeah. Well, we know Dodge Effects.
Facts. And some don't, dig it?
No, we definitely know that. When did the Iggy get whacked? Because y'all didn't do the Iggy for a while. When did y'all say, okay?
It got whacked to us right after the first album, actually. Because you know, my nigga, from being an OG in the game, by the time it comes to the masses, you've been working on it. By the time it got to the masses, we were like, we don't even really necessarily want to use it anyway, because we've been doing it for 2 years prior in our demo stages.
Uh-huh.
Right? So once the corporate America got into it, and then this guy was biting.
I thought it was from when Criss Cross did that. Miggity.
They were one of the big flag bearers while we was pissed. And let me tell you something. We almost got chopped by Criss Cross, because if we didn't come out a day earlier, a month earlier, they would have got the flag of we created the Miggity. And the only reason why I think they heard our shit is because at that time, our tape was being shopped around and passed around the industry, and every A&R with an ear heard it and would feed it to their artists who they were thinking they should be the next one, and the artists would listen to it and be like, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I know, and I basically know that's how it got passed around the industry, but luckily we were doing it hands down every other line, every other song anyway, you dig?
Yeah, I was saying that shit with shit. I was like, wow.
But to answer your question, we thought it was whack because a lot of people were trying to do it, so we shut it down on purpose on the second album.
No diggity.
Yeah. And that was a problem at the label because
they wanted that Iggy.
They wanted that. They was feeding it. They're like, yo, son.
Ain't no Iggy. Fuck this album.
Right. So we had to fight. If you look on the album cover, it says real hip hop and then no diggity on the side like that. I had to fight for that. I remember going to war with Sylvia Rome. Big up, Sylvia. She let me have that, right? She said, all right, I'm going to let you have no diggity on the side, which to me, no diggity should have been a single in its own, you dig? But they felt we were going to say no diggity and the people meant no more Iggity. I was like, it's going to be a slang, Sylvia, run with your boy on this. I got this. But she wasn't feeling it.
Was Teddy Riley and them end up using?
They feel me, right? So now it's even part of my show. I'm like this, listen, because dig this, I've done shows where after the show, some chick come up to me or some nigga come to me, yo son, wasn't that a Teddy Riley song you just did? Are you serious, kid? You serious about this right now? So, you know, that's how I feel about this. So I make a kind of joke every time I do the song. Like, listen, this is really I'm the Dre that should have been on the
number. Right.
What up, Dr. Trap?
You would have killed that too.
Facts.
So, Solid Scheme.
Facts.
That was a production team y'all worked
with. Derek and Criss from Brooklyn.
But I always was confused. What was Eric Sermon's involvement in the production?
Eric ain't never have no role in the production other than when we brought the music out to Long Island to say, yo, that shit's dope. You know what I'm talking about, Eric. Big up Eric Sermon. But that was it. Eric is my nigga, but I'm still chasing Eric to this day to get a beat from Eric. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't even this. Eric is, I think he, once the whole Hit Squad thing went down with Death Squad, I think mentally they were like, let's not rock with them dudes, you know what I'm saying?
But don't y'all still do shows?
You know what I'm saying? And that's part of my thing where somebody asked me, one of my greatest pet peeves is missed opportunities, man. You understand what I'm saying? There's no reason why I don't have a folder full of Eric Sermon songs right now with Redman and Murray. You dig?
Yeah, because listen,
I'm here making music. I just got with Hells and we did an album in 2 days.
Yeah.
You dig it? So my thing is, missed opportunities really fuck with me. I don't like shit like that. But Solid Scheme, they were the ones who did all the albums, basically, until we went outside and got with Primo and got with, you know,
Moby
yeah. and started. But Solid Scheme, they were the two dudes from Brooklyn, Derek and Chris, that did all our shit. Eric, of course, was big in production. That's why it was assumed by the fans that he did some of the shit, but not Eric.
So how would they sound so similar to his, though? Or
Derek and Chris, fans of the game, fans of Eric.
Everybody love EPMD.
Who did it? That funk
the greatest killer. Group ever.
All right, facts. So we students of them. We students students of the game. You dig?
It's a story out there, true or false. Y'all first show, y'all did the Iggy, y'all got booed.
Facts. Philly, what's poppin'? And we were still in school, kid. We were still in VA, right? So boom, EPMD called us. They had already discovered us.
Because they said y'all was gassed, y'all was confident, and y'all got booed.
Yo, facts. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, man. I was ready. We met APMD like a month prior, so we sending them demos, we sending them songs. Eric like, yo, this shit is hot, Paris, yo, this is tight. We actually got a show in Philly. Come on, it was like Philly or Delaware. They want us to come out and open up. They're like, yo, we got a new group, we about to let y'all hear them. Scratch is warming it up on it. Man, we came out, biggity biggity, man, doing what we was doing. There's like this.
Fuck out of here.
Shit, these niggas just booed us, kid. And what made me like kind of shook was like, I hope EPMD now don't be like, did we make the right choice?
Yeah, we can pull the plug on them, yep.
Yeah, because trust me, if you think the Iggy is different and you got accustomed to it, kid, when we first dropped that shit on niggas, because we entered a talent show, half the fans at the talent show was like this. And we're in Virginia at that. But luckily the beat, you can never deny the beat, right? And the song we did was Clap Your Hands Now, people, clap your hands, from the first album. So they were like,
that's Clap Your Hands, that's a mix of Clap Your Hands and Blind Alley.
Facts, right? Yeah, and that kid, he did the beat from Brooklyn around the way, right? So, yeah, to answer you, yeah, we got booed, man. But yeah, they was like, I don't know what they heard, but we know what y'all could do, because we had been feeding them demos enough by that time. They knew we had it.
Out of all your records, what's your favorite song that you did?
My favorite?
As Daz FX, yeah.
Day One FX, hands down. I see green when I see that, when I hear that record.
Is it green as in dollars or green
both,
as in...
Both, okay, yeah, maybe it's the album cover, but it's taking me around the world. It's paying my bills to this day. And that's a record that I wrote with my left toe. Like, I didn't even struggled to write it. It just bumps diggity bum. It just came out. The beat, you know, I'm like a tailor, right? So if I'm writing a song, I'm gonna tailor it around the beat. If the beat goes, I'm going right up with that bitch. I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going in, I'm riding that bitch. So bumps diggity bum is the same way. The drum roll, if it wasn't a drum roll, there wouldn't have been no bumps diggity bum. So the beat dictated to me what to say, what to do. So, but that song is the perfect song for me, because at the time, Scuba and I, we were in sync, like, fucking left and right.
Yeah, you understand? Almost so the same person.
The same person. So that record, for me, was my favorite record.
Your voice.
Yeah.
You speak right now, your voice is really raspy, kind of deep. But when you rap, your voice is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a conscious decision to alter your voice sometimes when you rhyme?
Nah, I think with me, with my voice is an instrument that, like, I'm probably the only singer that can't sing. And I think when I use that
at least you admit it, because some motherfuckers think
they can't sing. No, I can't sing. If the plane is going down and the pilot's like, we need somebody to hold a note or we're going down, I'll be like, I'll fucking hold the note. Yeah. But I can't. Ooh, I ain't Casey in this bitch.
Yeah.
Right? So I think what happens when I get in the booth, I hit a melody kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because the beat is, you know, so I'm with the music, but I can't sing. So I think my voice changes because of the... Like, I have songs we could play for you that you're like,
Is
that you? And before the song came on, I didn't know I could do that, you dig?
Do you still do the Iggy in 2015?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Why stop?
Right? Bitches still got rides.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I do it, but I... it's like, you know, you cook, you got a recipe,
and you reach
for it sometimes off the shelf. Like, I should make that. It's Thursday night. They like that on Thursdays. You dig?
My favorite Daz FX song is, it's two of them. Mm. Mike Checker remix. When that doom, 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 when that first started, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, facts, right?
And the Pete Rock Just a Men remix. Left. Like, them cuts on that little something like this. I was like, wow, that's when Pete Rock, you know, still is the greatest, but it was like, if you didn't have a Pete Rock remix,
you wasn't doing it.
You was trash.
You was out the game. For me, I remember the day we were, because at that time we were on Elektra, and a lot of, that was the thing, you put your single out, you have to mandatory get a remix, right? So we had producers submitting all types of remixes. They were trash. And then they told us, Pete did one. We came in, we were at the label, and they played it in the big speakers. We was like, oh my God.
He had the cuts and everything on it?
It was already finished.
Oh, he did, because he flew your vocal, yeah.
Done it. I said, dog, this is so good, yeah. So I hear you on that. And Solid Scheme, they did the Mike Checker remix.
That was
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, boom, boom.
And let me tell you the story about Mike Checker. Yo, that song, the album was done.
Wow.
We had no hook for that record. It held up the album. We almost left it off the album so much that that's how much it held up. We had no hook. Wow. We tried this hook. We tried that hook. We tried this hook. We tried the sample. Nothing would work. And what Derek and Chris did, they just went through the lyrics,
and found that shot,
and took school from saying Mike Checker, microphone check when he in his rhyme. Man, put that in there and see how, and it worked. And if you don't know, that's Redman on the ad-libs on that record. That's Redman. He used to part-time DJ for us because he wasn't ready yet, his album, quote-unquote.
He used to DJ for another group.
Right.
That y'all so-called had issues with, that the people think y'all had issues with, Lords of the Underground.
Facts. Do It All, that's my man, what up, dude, you know, Jersey Connect or whatever, Red from Jersey. But, yeah, I think the story happened with how Redman got discovered was the night they went down to the club in Jersey. Do It All and his peoples were the ones that were rhyming. They were trying to get on, and I think then Red grabbed the mic and started rhyming, and Eric heard him and actually tried to sign him. So I think they would have been the duo in the Hit Squad if we wouldn't have came along. But I think, you know, Bozzy Bot worked out the way, because then they got with Molly or whatever. Yeah. But Red was actually a DJ. Of course, Red got skills. He still go out and do shows now on the Humble.
Did y'all ever have issues with Lords of the Underground?
Yes, of course. Okay. We had issues with Lords, Funk Dubious, Common Sense, what up to everybody. You already know, it's just documented, right? But what to me, it was silly beef. It was dudes in their 20s, machismo, you can't tell me nothing. It's like T-Pain now, everybody want to auto-tune them to death. Uh-huh. We got beef with everybody, right? So yeah, we went through all those phases, of course, it's documented.
So the comment came from, I used to love her. I seen brother slamming her and taking her to the sewer.
Exactly, right.
I always thought he was talking about y'all.
He was.
Yeah,
he was,
definitely.
He had a thing with Common. Yeah. Pick up my man, I just, you know, hollered at him. Congrats on the Grammy, you know what I'm saying? But we had those issues because...
Was that a Grammy or Oscar?
He won the Oscar,
right? Yeah, Oscar.
Won,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Damn, I think he got a Grammy too.
Yeah, he probably did.
I think he's trying to get the Grammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats again.
Better do.
But... I think what we did was the normal thing, which is, and I still see it going on today, Nicki, Lil' Kim, yo, can you please tell them to go on tour and make all the money, please? Go.
Yeah, they were
clean. Das, Lords, Common, Funk Dubious, if we could have all just got guided and say, don't fight, no, don't fight, just go on tour together, make all the money, cha-ching, go, yeah, okay, bye. That's what I wish somebody would have slapped me up and did at the time. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But I'm 22. I got a couple of mills in the bank. Garage look like a parking lot.
Some of the baddest chicks around.
Can't tell me none of
greatest
that.
Food.
You fooling with my money, son.
Yeah.
You dig? So I wasn't having it. Scoop wasn't having it. So we took to the pen, and then it got a little ugly. And you know, but that's one of my, if you have regrets in the game, I wish we could have got over that, came together, put the sandwiches together, tore on that shit.
Can you take me back to the Headbanger session?
Facts.
What was that like?
I wish I could, but I wasn't there. Thanks a lot, Eric and Harris. You know, we just came in and the song was done.
Wow.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? And we still was like,
because why I was always like, why?
I'm
going
to tell you what happened in my opinion. You hear me? Pawns in the game. This is where I'm at. Big chess, right? You have Hit Squad, Death Squad. I think this was what happened. Prior to that song being done the week earlier, we did Humming
Coming at you. Yep.
And that was done by Parrish.
Wow.
You understand? And I think Parrish and Eric had this thing going behind the scenes, and then boom, okay, so you did Headbangers with your guys, DOS Effects. Well, I'm gonna go grab Reggie and do headbangers. Yeah. And no, of course I don't want Das on the record. That's why. Is Redman on Humming coming
nope,
at you?
Nope.
Exactly. So in his world, he might get asked the same questions. Yo, why wouldn't you on Humming? You know? But by the time we stepped into the Hit Squad, the love was gone. Don't get it twisted. Them dudes had already been beefing behind the scenes. We stepped in, there was dudes, and we played a movie back. I used to be like, what up, son?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it took
yeah.
for my man and them to put me on like, yo, son, them dudes ain't really on
shit ain't right, yeah.
Right. I mean, we on tour, dudes got big guns laying all out, and I'm like, that gun should be pointed the other way, by the way. You dig? I'm like, something going on this tour bus. So come to find out, the beef had already begun, and then the shit just imploded.
Hit Squad potentially could have been
one of the
greatest groups in hip hop history.
Facts. And they're still doing, see, it's like a template. It's like that you copy. You get the guys in the group, and then you get the one female, right? And they've still been copying that formula. Rough Riders with Eve, Cash Money, Young Money with Nicki, Disturbing the Peace, the one girl. The list goes on and on and on. That's the format or whatever. And I'm not mad at that EPMD started the format or whatever. What I'm just kind of pissed off of, yo, dude, capitalize on the shit. You feel me? I'm still waiting for the Hit Squad headphones that we should have done. I'm still rocking the Timbs, you can see, you know what I'm saying? That I should have the major deal with Timberlands. I redid my Adidas to my Timbs. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to make it happen with Adidas. So that's where I'm at with the opportunities that we could have and should have had with the fucking Hit Squad. You understand what I'm saying?
Final question in the past.
Facts.
Why Parrish over Eric Sermon?
You know that saying, you busy choosing, you was being chosen? We didn't have a fact in the matter, you know what I'm saying? We entered the talent show, they both were at the talent show, gave them both our numbers, but like I said, what was happening was there was already a power struggle going on between the both of them in my eyes. And Redman was already running with Eric behind the scenes. I think he even might have had paperwork with him. And once we got in there, Parrish gravitated towards us like, yo, these are my guys. And we signed to Shuma Management with
him. Okay, remember
I don't
that,
even
yep.
know if that was part of Eric, some of Eric, but we got chosen. Yo, these are my guys. You know what I mean? And once the beef now, which was coming, we didn't even know the beef was coming. The beef is very well documented. What happened between them, we had no choice. Like, oh, I guess we're running with Parrish because Eric sure ain't returning my calls. So.
Yeah.
You did your thing.
2015.
Facts, making history.
Why do you still fuck with this game?
Yo, it's not even that I still fuck with this game. It's that I have no choice. It's like breathing.
Okay.
You feel me? It's like I have no choice. The game fucks with me. I fuck with the game. Like somebody wanted to say, I'm not even hip hop. I'm music. Like I'm... You know, and I'm not one of those guys, when you press play, you're like, this dude don't have a first clue about music. So that's the thing about my shit is, I wake up, go to bed, and it's music. Now, why I'm still fucking with music is because I know I have some shit to contribute to the fucking game. Especially just rocking with my man Hells right here. Like I told you, we did an album before we could even blink. So that's why I'm still fucking with hip hop. You know, and not to, there's something missing, there's always something
I'm bringing it back, and yeah.
I'm not gonna even go, oh, because listen, this dude's doing shit like I'm doing now. It's just not like they said in the movie, and I keep using this analogy, if you don't show, you don't know. Yo, niggas are still making that ill hip hop, but if it ain't on BET, VH1, MTV, you like, the shit must not exist, right? Right, nah, but we still here, kid.
How do you feel when a DJ might play They Want Effects? My favorite record was Straight From The Sewer.
Facts, right.
And then you send them a record and they don't play it.
Yeah, I mean, that shit boggles my brain. And I think why is because it depends on the DJ. Now, if I'm sending it to the DJ who's playing what has to be on the list from the program director, I'm not tripping. I'm not stupid. I understand he has his job to keep. Shit, and you're from 8 to 12 midnight, you better play my shit, or you should be playing my shit, right? That's where I'm kind of fucked up at.
It was the days where dudes would run down on the DJs and choke them and fuck them up and scare the shit out of them.
Of course.
Do you think some of that need to come back?
Probably, but I don't feel that I should have to be the one to do that. You should just hear my shit like, what? Oh my God, I'm so privileged to even get the record. What I don't like is when people in certain positions, like a DJ or like a Wendy Williams, who has the position and the platform to be like, I wish these rappers from the 90s would just stop making records. What about if somebody said to Wendy, Wendy, why don't you put the mic down and go sit your ass down?
Right? Yeah.
Right? That it don't make sense. She'd be like, no, I'm still relevant. So she should be like, of all people,
she actually
like
said
her,
that?
Should be champion.
She actually said that?
Of course. Wow. I'm watching it like, wow, why would she say this? She's putting out the wrong message. You know what I'm saying? That's like, why don't Flex go sit down? Why don't this one go? So you get to a certain age, you got to just quit. Like, come on, this is stupid. And that's kind of the issue why I think maybe they don't want to play a crazy drazy record or some DJs. Should he still be rapping? They didn't want me rhyming in the first place when I said I was going to drop out of school. Now that I'm a certain wisdom and age, they say that you shouldn't be rapping. When was the slot that I should have been rhyming, motherfucker? Tell me.
And you actually good at it.
I'm great at that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like, it's like, come on, could Michael Jackson dance? You know what I'm saying? It's not even a question. It's like, yo, if anybody should be doing music, it's me and Hells.
$1 million question. Why are you solo? Why is it not more Daz FX albums?
Because, listen, I'm doing on some Obama shit, like why he said he ran for presidency and shit out of urgency. You know what I'm saying? Because, honestly, the last Daz FX album was 2003. You dig it?
Okay.
And I'm not getting any younger. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Scoob. And we still do shows. We're going here. We're going there. We're going here. We're going there. Twice. Three times in a month. You dig it? But for me, I don't want to be a touring band, right? That's cool.
You don't want to be the Atlantic City Vegas dude.
That's not me, you dig? And it's too much fun going on in hip-hop. What I'm going to do, let Drake and Wayne and all these kids and Tiger have all the fun and drive all the Ferraris and do all that?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to let you get away with that? You crazy? Mm-hmm. I'm coming. I'm here, right? So that's why I'm like, and I want to do records with Drake and Wayne and them. Why? Because I want to spar. I want to get in the ring and I want people to see the, oh, okay, Dre still got the chops. And you ever watch those award shows when this singer get on the stage with that singer from an early
era? Yeah, you see they, and you're like, whoa. They bust their ass.
Whoa. Yeah. You know, so I want to make it fun and I want to make great music. You know what I'm saying? It's no, you know.
Kind of a rhetorical question, but how do you feel when people say, bring the 90s back? And you give them that feel, you are one of the biggest groups in the 90s, but then they don't accept it.
Yeah, bringing the 90s back, to me, that question is just one of those things where, I mean, if we're going to try and bring the 90s back, we need a lot of people, one, to try and work together, one, two, I don't want to go into that, but two, it's almost like, are you going to bring disco back?
Yeah.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets confusing.
They done changed the shit to EDM, ain't no more house music.
Right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just gets confusing to me, like, and what bothers me too is I'm grateful that my records are getting played on XM and satellite and all that shit, but son, I'm making current music. I don't want nobody calling me all the time like, yo, Dre, we just heard Day One Effects again. I'm like, good, I'm getting a check in 6 months. I appreciate it. But tell those motherfuckers play
my new shit.
Onyx got new shit.
Yeah.
I got new shit.
M.O.P.
got new shit. Yo, where's the radio? Where's the VH1? Where's the... Yo, play the new shit because don't show, don't know. You dig it? That's why I'm loving being here with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, this nigga's still alive. Look at it.
New shit. When is it coming out? What's the name of it?
Yo, the new shit is... I've been dropping new shit since 2012.
Where can they get some of your material at?
Yo, right, just Google Crazy Drazy with a KrazyDrayz. I got Facebook, Crazy Drazy. I'm the one that's verified. I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, just if they don't know, they don't show. I don't have the platform to be like, yo, unless I knock a nigga out, run down the street naked,
then they're like,
oh shit, he's on Worldstar. You dig it? So I'm online, social media, go try and get it up or whatever, but I've been dropping albums since 2012, solo shit, Showtime Encore, Faith Mixtape, Faith Part 2. Now the current project, I'm with my man right now in the studio, Hell's right here in the heart of Brooklyn, and we dropping... the music we're making, we're going to drop later this summer.
Okay.
We got a joint called My Ink. We got a joint called Ciroc and Reefer. We got joints called 5 AM. We got a joint called another one. We got a joint called 5 AM. Well, what we're doing is we want to restore the feeling now of, is this New York all over again? Oh shit, because to answer your question without even being asked it, my end goal is next year this time we're doing the interview at Aftermath. Yo, what up, Dr. Dre? Yeah, well, I'm signed to Aftermath now, and
Yeah.
That's my end goal. Like, why are we doing shit? And niggas, you ask them, yo, what do you want? I'm just doing it cause, and fuck that. I'm trying to get back in the building. I've done the indie. I'm still indie, and I'm still doing indie. But I figured out, okay, certain things and what we're making needs certain attention.
Certain machines behind.
Facts.
Give us a record everybody love that you made that you absolutely hate.
Give y'all a record
that we love,
but
you hate that shit.
And it's not one of my records?
It is your record.
It's my... I hate Freak It. I fucking hate that record, dog. Yo, that record, I was doing back laps in the pool at my mansion when I wrote the shit. And I almost fucking fell out of the pool when the record label calls like, we need a record by Monday. I was like, whatever twins I had with me at the time, baby, get off me, baby, get off me. And ran in the studio and wrote up some bullshit. So I hate that record, freaking. The beat, Solid Scheme, they was busy doing jet skis and Ferraris. Yo, we need a record. So we rushed that record. I hate that record.
Did the money fuck up some of your music?
The money, yeah, man. I mean, you know what fucked up our music was, in my estimation, not being prepared. Being prepared because, listen, after the first album, write the movie, look at the movie. I was a single man in my 20s.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? And I was a millionaire. In fact, so, not focused. A lot of things coming in. You think you're the shit, right? You think it's gonna go on forever, and then the music suffers because focusing, not necessarily the money. With Solid Scheme, Ice Cube called them away to Cali. They were doing everything under the sun for Cube, Cam, and then they were doing R&B remixes, and they were, when you get stretched,
so your core was gone, yeah.
The core, and then everybody, and then once, yo, when the record label comes back, and you need it now, and then at the time, a shift in the game, Puff, Craig Mack, like we were just talking about, West Coast is making their bow, wow, wow, you beat. They was coming, you dig? So it was a lot.
Even though
shit.
Eric Sermon started the funk first.
Of course, you know.
In the Bomb Squad, but it changed to gangster lyrics, killer,
right.
Murder, bitches, hoes, and
right.
Content
changed. You dig it?
When you did the song with Ice Cube,
Check Yourself.
Was you like, I ain't doing this shit?
Nah.
Yeah. No. What was the check like?
The check was lovely. We still getting checks. Big up Cube, you know what I'm saying?
So do you get two checks? Because it's original, then he did the remix. Y'all not a part of the remix,
nah,
right?
Okay. We just get the one solo check every other day, which I love. And shit, seeing that shit in the mail, like...
What's the biggest amount of money you've gotten?
600, from that?
From publishing.
Oh, man, the biggest check I've seen at one time was about 75K, you know?
Damn.
You know, yeah, it was a beautiful thing. Like, is this mine? You know, Christmas and shit.
What's the stupidest purchase you made?
The stupidest purchase I made, man, these are good questions. The stupidest purchase I made was, probably had to be jewelry. Yeah, I mean, I bought some pieces of jewelry. And I wasn't even a really jewelry fan and shit. And then, cars. I was leasing cars. You know, I was doing some crazy shit with the money, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Give us something that you bought in 1993 that you still have today.
Tim's.
Still have to say Tim's. Holy
Tim's. My Tim's, kid. I got Tim's from 92 still.
You don't throw them away?
Facts, man. I got Tim's, man. I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Tim's.
Was it ever a point where you didn't want to wear the fatigue in Tim's?
Nah, that's just part of my...
Because you still got it on. Literally.
Yo, one thing you're never going to see me in is just a suit. Like, I'm just not a suit guy. Like, Russell Simmons don't wear suits. Even on my wedding day, we just going to be like this. I do. What's popping? You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, you know, you just know what you are. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you know what I'm saying? So for me, just Tim's, and I'm just from the hood.
Will you ever dread again?
I'll never say never, you know what I'm saying? But what I got right now is easy wake-up go, my dreads was. But for me, the shit was, I had them a long time, kid.
Well, that shit was heavy, right? Yeah, kid.
You ever try and wash your dreads and then got to sleep with them shits? And I had the big shits, not the little cute... Big log shits. You dig? Smoke a spliff, big shit. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
All right, so before we get out of here, anybody you want to shout out?
Man, I want to shout out all the motherfucking people like you, man, you know what I'm saying? And everybody on the other side of that camera, man, that's taking the time out to know and acknowledge that I'm still here. That's my only thing, awareness, and candace. Yo, Crazy Drazy, I'm still here like it's day one. I'm not a rapper from the 90s. I'm a rapper that happened to be from the 90s. So I love the, and I appreciate the support. Find me on Facebook, my social media, Crazy Drazy, I'm here. My biggest thing is I need people to like my page, acknowledge me, support the music, support, cause my shit is hot, son. One love, yo. Yo, Hells, we about to do this, son. Yo, Dawn, we got this, son. You see him, son. You see the family, son. We out. One love, yo.
Peace.